After a while, Norbert slightly lost it with the polar serpents.
"Stop looking at me, you big white maggots!" he yelled, waving his axe at the dragons, "or I'll climb overboard and chop off your horns!"
He grabbed the cauldron with the remains of lunch and shook it over the side of the boat. The statues on the ice sprang instantly to life. They slid into the water like big white crocodiles, 30, 40, 50, 60, 300 of them. Within about 5 seconds, the water behind the boat was a thrashing, churning, manic froth of red as the polar serpents went into their feeding frenzy. They were so crazy in their bloodlust that they even attacked each other, tearing each other from limb to limb. Norbert went back to whispering. All day long, Hiccup could feel the slave mark pressing against his helmet. He hadn't told Fishlegs and Kamikaze about it because he knew he had to keep it a secret. The law of the archipelago was quite firm upon the matter. Anybody with the slave mark was automatically an outcast, whether it was their fault or not. And they certainly couldn't become a chief. No, if Hiccup ever got back home, and it was a big if at this point, this was a secret that Hiccup would have to keep to himself for the rest of his life. He couldn't tell anybody, because if someone like Snotlout were to find out... Hiccup pushed the thought to the back of his mind, because he had to concentrate on the more pressing problem of escaping. And now, escaping had been made that much more difficult. As Kamikaze had so helpfully pointed out, it was all very well trying to escape when there are 3 of you, but trying to get 122 people off a ship without their captors noticing required a little more forward planning. "We could escape so easily on our own," complained Kamikaze. "Why are you suddenly bothering about those people? They're not even Vikings. They're wanderers, for Thor's sake. We might set them free and then they might kill us. You know what people say about wanderers?" "I told you," said Hiccup grumpily. "I had to make them a promise." Hiccup sat up in the crow's nest of the American Dream 2 and thought and thought and thought. His legs swinging as Stormfly and Toothless chased each other round and round in circles.